Pam Campbell is the superintendent out at Columbia Schools, but joins us to talk about some of the damage out in the greater Columbia, Brooklyn area. And Pam, thanks for stopping by. I guess Kimball Camp, the YMCA camp out there, really, really got hit hard.
It did. Kimball Camp, YMCA has been YMCA camp since 1938, and it was totally destroyed in the 1965 Palm Sunday tornado, and it looks like a tornado hit again on early Thursday morning. And so we've had some volunteers out there working just to get the entryways and exit area cleared so that people can get in and out. But now it's important to get volunteers out there with chainsaws and work gloves, trailers, whatever they have, a rake. Because they have a chipper for this week, somebody donated the chipper to use. And so it's very important to get help out there. There were about 50 kids there when the storm happened, and you know, thankfully God protected all the children and the staff that were there so that no one got hurt. But it is crazy because we see devastation, you know, trees down, you know, you see one or two trees down, but you know, 1,000 trees, you know, just to get from one part of the camp to another, you're stepping over logs, under trees, all sorts of things. It's kind of like a workout. So,
and it's dangerous too, isn't it?
It is. And there's areas where there's trees that are laying flat to the ground that volunteers could come and just cut up trees. And if they want to take the wood with them, you know, if somebody heats their house with wood, there's plenty of wood out there that they could come and cut up in chunks and put it on a trailer. They just need a trailer and a chainsaw. So just really nice community people have been there on Thursday or on Friday and Saturday, or Saturday and Sunday anyway. So over the weekend, it seems like it's been weeks by now.
But you need really more volunteers, and you could use probably more equipment.
Yeah, a lot more equipment and volunteers. And of course, you know, donations are, it's a 501c3, the YMCA is a 501c3 group, and so their donations would be tax deductible. So, you know, you may have listeners who, you know, aren't able to volunteer but could send a donation to help rent the chipper for another week, or, you know, buy more rakes or whatever. The camp is going to have some insurance from just the buildings. The problem is once the insurance company cuts the tree off the building, it goes where it lays, and you know, there's trees that are hanging up in other trees. The insurance doesn't cover any of that. Doesn't cover any tree work that doesn't involve a building. And so certainly, it's going to be, you know, I don't know, $100,000 or $200,000. I don't really know yet. But it is pretty crazy. And just for your listeners, my husband is the director at Kimball Camp, and they don't have power yet. And so they don't have phones. So that's why you're talking to me. So,
wow.
But they need volunteers, and it's amazing. Your listeners can check out the Facebook post on the Kimball Camp YMCA Facebook. There's a couple different ones that are out there, and or go to my Facebook, Pam Campbell or Harold Campbell. We have posts about pictures. It is pretty amazing. It's hard to get the gravity of the situation until you're actually standing there. The pictures don't hardly, I just sent Greg one picture. That one says a lot, but just the pictures, you know, there's a lot of foliage and it doesn't really look like, oh yeah, there's trees, you know, whatever. But when you walk across, you know, just to get, you know, what used to be a 2-minute walk, now it's a 15-minute walk because you're walking over and under trees. So it's pretty crazy. So a lot of volunteers are needed out at Kimball Camp YMCA in Reading, Michigan. Bring your chainsaw. It's a lot of fun if you like chainsawing.
Is your husband coordinating this effort, or is somebody?
He is. Yep, he's coordinating it, and he has some staff people out there that are helping as well. So they've got, you know, and there's a lot of loss. They've got inflatables in the, and their dock broke in half, and some of the inflatables were damaged. So, you know, there's a lot of need on beyond, you know, the trees. But the first thing is, in order to get kids back in there, so they, for the first time ever in 27 years, Harold had to cancel a week at camp because it's not safe for, you know, kids to be running around,
right,
you know, under trees. And because both Girls Village and Boys Village, the Outback shelters and the Pioneer shelters, they're all involved with having trees on some, not all of the buildings, but some of the buildings. Certainly there's 20 buildings that have trees on them. They don't have the ability to have kids there this week. But, you know, they have school groups that come out, and so they need to be ready for the school groups to come for outdoor ed. So they need to get it cleaned up, and it's going to take a little small army. So, you know, but every one person can do their own part and help out and volunteer. So,
if somebody wanted to just come out and cut their own wood, they would feel free to do that?
Yeah, come on out and stop in the office and tell Harold that you're there, and mm-hmm. get you set up with an area to start cutting wood. And if they've got a trailer, they can just load it on the trailer. You know, a couple guys could come out, and Harold actually called a couple people that he knows that do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of them haven't been able to get out there so far. But he did have some volunteers out there this weekend, and that was very important. So first start, so you can at least drive in. And they've got a couple generators running, so at least there's water to go to the restroom and, you know, get a drink and stuff. So.
So how do you get there, Pam?
So 44502 Berlin Drive, if someone was to go down U.S. 12, mm-hmm. All the way to South Allen Road and go south on South Allen Road, and it dead ends into Bankers Road. You turn right, go about a quarter of a mile to Long Lake Road, and it only goes left, mm-hmm. and you go south on Long Lake Road for a mile and a half, and you come to Berlin Drive, and you'll turn right. So even the Kimball Camp sign is down there at the corner. So
okay.
So you got to just pay attention and turn right at Berlin Drive, and it'll take you right in, and the Kimball Camp sign at the corner of Berlin Drive and Kimball Camp area is still up, thankfully, and just turn in there. And the lodge is obvious. It's a big building with a generator running, and they would be just so thankful to have, if you have a group of people or individuals, anything.
Well, keep us updated, Pam.
Okay. All right. I will.
Good luck.
Thanks. Okay. Have a great day.
Okay. 1,000 trees down in. Yeah, I've got a picture of some of them that are right on top of buildings at the Kimball Camp, YMCA camp. But right now, no real phone number to call. If you can get out there, if you want to cut your wood for the winter, it sounds like you could get as much as you could carry out of there. At this point.